Welcome everybody to part two of the episode. Enjoy.
Yeah. So it's probably no Mary Jane or no, Gwen yet. In the movie.
Yeah. I would love to say yet. I wouldn't say love. I would like, even though they don't show them, if they mention them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're all in high school together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They should at least mention them. But not show them. No one gives a fuck about Mary Jane right now.
No, not right now.
But
Gwen, everyone wants Gwen back after she died.
Yeah.
Because she was actually good in Amazing Spider-Man.
She did
Spider-Man.
Play a good Gwen.
She was good.
Man, I was looking so forward to Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 3 because...
I was.
Gwen was supposed to be a ghost or something.
They were going that route?
Yeah. Because okay. She was still supposed to be in the movie. Okay. But I was looking forward to
it. I was still big on Amazing Spider-Man.
It was because he wanted to go by comic book material and Sony and Fox said no.
Shout out to Andrew Garfield for being out. Real, man. Yeah.
What was it? One of the Sony execs saw him reading a comic. What?
Yeah, he's paying attention to see if you're using the TH or the DA.
Jesus Christ.
But
one of the Sony executives saw him
reading a comic, and they said we don't do that. Yeah. Some shit. But then he came up to them. They pitched something to him, and I guess he was like, "That's not how it happens. This is what happens." But it was like. No, it's what we say.
Yeah.
And then they gave him a call.
Same thing with Daredevil, and the director said, "Nah."
They gave him a call. It was like, "We have a meeting, whatever." And he just didn't show up. He said, "I'm done." Which you have respect, but you probably killed your career with. You definitely killed your career with Sony for any movie in the future.
But he did it because he believed in something, and
which
I
is true.
Appreciate that.
But that's something you had to dig for information. They didn't put that information out there. It was just like, "Oh, we fired him. We're doing a different Spider-Man."
Andrew Garfield's the man.
He was a good Spider-Man, but he's like 40. Like, he wasn't going to be able to do the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But he was only signed for a trilogy, though.
Yeah.
So, the last one was...
Trilogy and, like, cameos, because they were going to do Sinister Six and shit.
Remember, nothing was in the books yet for it connected with Marvel.
No.
But so, I really loved Emma Stone as Gwen.
Yes. Yeah. Way better Gwen than the one from the original.
Oh, yeah. The original one, she was cute, but she wasn't Gwen.
No.
Emma Stone was Gwen.
And I respect the Marvel for going, picking a different chick. I was like, all right, they did Mary Jane. They did Gwen. Let's get his other love.
Let's just go down the road. Let's get the fans something different for once.
Yeah.
But a lot of fans don't know. Yeah, I had someone tell me they hate the new-looking Spider-Man, the way he acts. I'm like, that's the original Spider-Man.
That is Spider-Man.
Wait, fanboys... always find something wrong. Like when Civil War trailer came out, oh, his eyes are not supposed to be that way. His mask is so. I'm like, you're not gonna get everything.
But the funny thing is, he explained his eyes. Like when he's wearing the big goggles, he said, "Oh, I have to wear those because my vision goes crazy if there's too much space or whatever." So Tony makes him something to fucking make his mask move. Like they fixed it.
But if you look clearly at one of the comics from back in the day. The mask looks the same.
Yep.
Yeah. The exact same.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The first two, all the Spider-Man movies have great costumes. Always thought the suits were good.
I love that he has the fucking Daredevil eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, not Daredevil.
Deadpool.
Deadpool eyes. Yeah.
I love it. Deadpool set the bar. It's like, oh shit, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And it looks good.
Yep. Too bad he's not connected.
Yeah.
Deadpool and Spider-Man, that's so great.
Oh, that would be so funny to see on screen.
Holland and freaking...
And Ryan Reynolds. Oh, my God. You think Tony and Ryan and Holland is
okay? Marvel, get on the horn. Let's get those Deadpool dead right. Let's get those.
Oh
rights.
My! Yo, it would be fucking hilarious.
That's one thing they're not getting right.
Oh yeah, Sony
Deadpool
ain't gonna get that up.
Dope.
That's the moneymaker right now.
But the funny thing is, Fox is still not even big on Deadpool. Like they still feel like that's gonna be a failure.
Dude, that was the highest rated R-rated movie.
Yeah,
ever.
And they only gave them like $40 million budget. Like you know
that's
how hard it is to make a movie.
That's stupid.
When Ryan Reynolds is paying his team out of pocket,
they made with that budget though.
Because Ryan Reynolds paid people out of pocket.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he paid his writers because it was like when you guys are doing a certain like scenes, we don't need these people here, so we're not going to pay them. So he paid them himself,
okay.
So they would you know be on scene, help out.
Reynolds just got more respect from me.
He didn't get paid for that movie. They had to repay him once they started selling DVDs and
Reynolds
shit.
Is amazing.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's been asking for that role for how many years?
I forgive him for
over
10
years.
I forgive him. It took a long time, but I forgive him.
And he kind of admitted that he was the one that leaked that Deadpool footage. the CGI one, but
when he
said it was only he was on a talk show. He was like, it was only me and the one person that created it that saw it, and one of us leaked it out, and he laughed. It was him. He put that shit on the internet. Ryan, he got a movie out of it.
Ryan, I forgive you for Green Lantern.
I just feel
I always say that movie wasn't his fault though.
No.
It wasn't his fault.
He really wanted to be a superhero.
Yeah,
he
didn't give a fuck. That movie was not his fault.
He didn't give a fuck which hero he
was.
He
wanted Deadpool. They told him no. So he said, what's the next, you know.
Yeah. Which he said he hated because he never wore a suit. It was just fucking a black suit with balls on it. Yeah.
That whole movie was CGI.
Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. Just like Roberts, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
And Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
It's gonna be hard when the new Wolverine takes over.
Not if they get this motherfucker.
Isn't it weird that we don't say that Chris Evans is Captain America?
Yeah, because he is Captain America.
He is, but everyone is gonna say, you know, he was also Johnny Storm,
and
he was a great Johnny Storm. I don't care
if they wanted to replace him.
They wouldn't replace him. They would. They would use Falcon or Winter Soldier.
But I wouldn't be too mad.
They're not gonna replace him.
No, if they was to replace him. He'll do the guy from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the director.
I wouldn't be too mad.
Because think about it, you saw the suit he had on the
they're not going to use him.
They would.
They would go comic route and it'd be Falcon or Winter Soldier.
Not for Bragg.
Yeah, the director in the comics becomes the Cap.
I just don't see them doing that.
But in the comics, it's the whole Hail Hydra, so I don't think they'll go that route.
I like the fact when Daisy, when he was like, oh, you could have been the director of S.H.I.E.L.D., and she was like, only in the comics that something like that could happen. Yeah. Which is just a cool nod, they do shit like that. And another thing, I don't know why people down Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. so bad. They're like, it's not a great show. I don't know what they expect it to be.
Okay. Season 1, season 2 was slow. Yes.
They had a lot of explaining to do, though, in season 1 and 2.
You know, they had to explain why Coulson's still alive. They had to explain all the new characters. But it got better as progression went along.
Yeah, no, definitely did. I feel they fucked up with Inhumans. Because they're going to come out with this show, and they're bringing back people they killed off as different characters. The blind dude? Oh, fuck, what's his name? That he would teleport?
Oh, yeah. No,
he's coming back. For the Inhuman show, but he's completely different. I think they're using a different Quake, which they should keep Daisy.
So wait, they're not using Daisy for Quake?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's so stupid.
They're going completely different because I guess they feel they fucked up too. But you got to keep Daisy.
I mean, the show was slow. Yeah, it was slow. But we season 4, mid season break now.
But the show explains a lot of shit that they don't in movies.
Yeah, like
which people don't realize.
With the Accords, they continue introducing.
They're kind of doing the Doctor Strange storyline, sort of, with other dimensions and the books and shit like that, which I actually like. But they need to somehow say something about the Doctor Strange movie. Fuck, so funny over there. Oh yeah, I saw this. Fucking Peter sleeping with Pepper. That's how he got the shirt.
Damn you, Spider-Man. You're taking out your man's
toys.
But Antoine hasn't seen. You need to watch at least the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, the Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider arc.
The Ghost Rider season has been by far the best.
I told you, I really don't want to talk about this while we're talking about the Amazing Marvel, but I'm not watching until you watch Gotham.
Gotham is not bad.
We won't get into that conversation.
Start them off with the best seasons. That's it. Just start them off.
Season 1's great of Gotham.
Season 1's slow, too.
I think it's great.
Look, if you're starting on season 4, the most epic, action-packed season, you gotta start me off somewhere good.
Yeah.
So, Rise of the Villains?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got into that. Anyway, the new arc. Two Mays. I'm not.
The other May is an android.
I know that, but I don't feel like that's going to be a good arc.
It's going to. Because she, the DA, is going to become the main second half villain.
I know. I don't.
I have a feeling she'll replace all the members with androids, and then Coulson will be the one that figures it out.
Coulson will be the last man standing.
He'll be the one that figures it out. wait, the director don't act like this. What's going on here?
This is what I feel like that is getting a little weird, that it could get weird. I feel Coulson and May are connecting. Emotionally.
But they've been teasing that since, I think, season two.
But I feel like it's happening more now. So he's gonna...
I think he's banging her on the low.
In the show?
Yeah, I think he's banging her.
Well, guess what? He's about to bang an android.
He's like, wait.
But I want to know why she did that to May. I mean, obviously they're going to get into it, but...
Because I think it was the fact that they had a connection, because she was strong.
But you think May did something to her? Like... Because she killed the other dude when she snapped his neck.
With two fingers.
Yeah, two fingers. But she just has May there, and she's taking care of her, trying to get her, I guess, back going.
She's just
going to
keep her prisoner, and then let's say the other android messes up, she's just going to make a new one. Just keep perfecting it.
But I want to know what happened, like, that she did that to May.
Shit out of
it. But for no reason? I don't see May going there, like...
I think it's the book. The book drives you crazy.
That's true.
It's the book. It's just the book.
So the brain she was creating was probably for May. Mm-hmm. And if that's so, that means she did it before she attacked May. So she had a plan already.
It was the book that just said, you know what?
But this is where you're going. They said they were going to reboot her after she read the book. Why didn't they reboot her?
Unless this guy somehow... There's also an android we just don't know yet.
The professor?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
When you told me, oh yeah, she killed this dude, I was like, oh, she probably killed the scientist that created her. I was like, oh, man.
But she could have. Yeah, actually. Easily. I mean, like you said, she killed this fucking guard with two fingers. And then he let it happen. Well, he doesn't know she's an android, so.
No, I think he did know. Because the director knew already.
Yeah, but that's the director's, like, bodyguard. He's not going to be like, hey, by the way, Ada's a fucking android.
The liar.
I mean, she rubbed his face. So I'm sorry for this. It's going to hurt. And you're just going to stand there?
I wonder where they're going to go with that whole inhuman plot with the husband. The senator's husband that was in the mold.
Remember that's when? Who that is?
That was her husband, yeah. Because she had him in the house. She was like, oh, I'll be back later, darling. Don't worry about it. And then they showed the body. And then that's... Who this chick went to go.
See, I didn't know. I was wondering, like, who the fuck is this person?
That's that girl's husband.
I feel he's going to think this chick is captured. And he's going to try to save her. Because he doesn't know what happened. He just knows that she saved them. They were connecting. Yeah. And she got kidnapped. Yeah, she technically got kidnapped.
That black dude was just a dick, though.
So he's probably going to be like, oh, I need to save her.
Yeah. Unless he attacks freaking S.H.I.E.L.D. and not knowing that they're the good guys.
I feel that's what's going to happen. Which makes sense.
Because they make a whole team for Daisy, too.
What happened to the fucking secret, like, the secret wars they had? They just scrapped that immediately.
Didn't they said it was a plan? It's just that she had to find a team. No, she's got the team. Mac, Yo-Yo, and...
But we all know that's not what was going to happen.
Yeah, I know. But the team she's got so far is Mac, Yo-Yo, and her.
That's not the route they were going. They scrapped that route.
Something, I don't know what came up.
Cause I don't remember what season, maybe end of season 3.
But wasn't it before Civil War? They were talking about Secret War?
That's what I'm saying. She was like, oh, we're going to do a secret war. We're going to have a secret war. And then they just scrapped it.
I think when the whole director shit took over.
I mean, it is what it is. It's still a great show. I don't know why people hate on it. I love that show.
It took me a while to get used to it, but...
I love it from day one.
I guarantee you, this dude comes back. By, I think, season 5 or 6. They still go that route. This guy, the one that never dies.
Oh, fucking Ward?
Yeah. Him and Lincoln gonna come back, watch.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
I'm telling you, they just disappeared. There was no explosion. It was just a big poof.
Mm.
I'm telling you, watch
them.
Watch them be.
Maybe Ward can breathe in space because he was a fucking alien, but Lincoln? Nah, I don't see that.
Inhuman, though.
I guess.
He could make an electrical
force. I don't care about Lincoln. He's all over Daisy. I don't like that. You know what's so funny? On a side note, that Daisy's dating this chick from Walking Dead.
Which chick?
Daisy.
No. Which chick?
No, she's dating the dude. The one that wants Rick dead. That lives in the village with him. That he was talking to the priest. Who was like, oh, Rick thinks he's in charge. That his mother ran the fucking thing I found that out. I was like, this son of a bitch.
Now you have a reason to go to Comic-Con next year and go to a Walking Dead panel.
Yeah, like, fuck that guy.
With his ass.
Fuck that guy.
With his ass.
Great show, though. It connects with all the movies.
All right, Smokey.
Where are we at in time?
All right, Smokey.
Jesus Christ.
Come back in here, 41
minutes. 41 minutes.
one of the longest episodes.
Is that what happens when you have alcohol in your system?
I think.
Yeah. Just good content.
Yeah, until we re-listen to it. We're going to post it as it is, people.
Mm-hmm. In the words of this movie, you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Just skip to the next episode. No one listens to every episode of something. There's something you don't like. Fuck you.
But we got something for everybody. We got for everybody.
I felt we got a lot out on that one.
Yeah.
Marvel's always a good topic anyway.
Marvel's great.
You can't.
And I'm pretty sure there's a lot that we missed that we're going to remember once we click end.
When the next Marvel movie comes out and we're going to bash DC again. Because DC could never compete.
What is the next Marvel movie? It's Guardians. Yeah, it has to be Guardians. That's the only trailer coming out. Baby Groot alone just stole everything. Like,
yeah, he's going to steal that whole movie. Baby Groot is just going to...
Baby Groot! And then his eyes are so glossy. Like, I see pictures. I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
They did that shit on purpose, man.
Batista is the man.
He's Drax.
I'm not going to lie. I sent that picture to a girl, man.
Dude. Which one?
Baby Groot, man.
Dude, when they have those pictures of just zoomed in on his eyes all glossy and he looks lost, like, that's...
Baby Groot!
Like, it's fucking awesome.
Him and Rocket.
I'm excited to see, though, Star-Lord and Tony connect in Avengers.
Yes.
They have to connect this movie.
Which, and then the Guardians movie?
They have to.
Guardians has to connect some way.
It has to connect to Thor before.
Yeah, Thor,
Because Thor's in space with Hulk, technically. Mm-hmm. Why not find a way to connect the two?
They have to, because...
Guardians already dealt with about two gems.
I think the common factor would be the collector. I think he'll be the common factor.
But overall, Thor and Guardians have had the most gems. They've both dealt with like two apiece.
Marvel's so great.
But they have to connect with Thor before they connect with anyone else.
Yeah. They have to connect with the next one, which is Thor, right?
No, it's Guardians and Thor.
Guardians.
No, I'm saying Guardians then Thor, right?
Yeah.
So they have to connect. It has to go straight into that one.
It's crazy that there were two gems in Guardians.
Same thing with Thor. Thor has dealt
with... Yeah, but that was one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guardians just had two gems.
They had the power and they had something else.
Didn't they have the gem from the Thor movie?
Actually, yeah. So it's kind of one and a half. We'll say one and a half.
Because that connected right away, too. Because
they both met the collector.
The collector.
Special fuck you to Natalie Portman for not coming back for Thor 3.
I thought they didn't want her back.
Yeah, she wanted too much money.
Me and Antoine had this conversation.
Natalie
These
Portman,
chicks.
Yeah, shake them.
Oh, the Megan Fox story?
What?
Are we going that route?
No.
Think she's a bigger actress than what she is?
Technically, yes.
The Megan Fox track. She did that with Transformers.
But Transformers suck. Sorry. She wanted more money.
She had the nerve to say, even though I believe her, Michael Bay is abusive, but to say, I'm bigger than Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that was stupid.
No, stop it. Go to Van Halen.
Bitch, even Stevens? You're bigger than Stevens? You fucking out of your mind?
But overall, these chicks do movies knowing, like, I'm the dude's girlfriend. I'm the third or fourth main character in the movie.
Yeah.
What gives you the right to be like, I should get paid as much as the main character?
I mean, she did have a big role in Thor 2.
For Thor movies, I can understand her. She wants to get paid.
But anything else, no.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Her and Pepper want all this money to be side characters in, like, Avengers.
Pepper wasn't... I mean, Iron Man 3 was the big role for her. 1 and 2,
This chick and Thor had bigger roles than Pepper did in Iron Man movies.
But Iron Man 3, she had the main, like, almost the side main role.
Yeah, but you can't... Come on. It's Robert Downey Jr. You think you're going to get paid as much as Robert Downey Jr.?
They don't get me wrong. I believe in equal rights for all actors.
It's not even about equal rights.
But if you're not the biggest star in the movie, you can't act.
Listen, if us three did a movie, Antoine gets an hour of the movie... You get 30 minutes, I get 20. Why should I ask for at least almost as much as Antoine?
What the hell, he deserves an hour?
Because he's on the left side, you're in the middle, and I'm on the right. I'm just going where my hands are flowing.
But to counter it, I think Marvel needs to stop picking such big actresses.
Yeah.
Because Gwyneth
To be
Paltrow,
girlfriends.
Gwyneth Paltrow gets paid. And that could be that makes sense, because she should get...
Because think about it, if you're making other movies and you're getting this amount, and then you're doing the same thing on another movie, you're getting less.
And remember, Marvel's more more challenging. You have to do more for Marvel.
And they make a lot more than a lot of movies nowadays.
And Gwyneth Paltrow does fucking bullshit.
Who's Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gets paid more.
I don't. Pepper, I'm bad with Pepper. Huh? Pepper. Okay.
And like she does bullshit and gets paid more.
I told you the other day. Also, this chick from Doctor Strange. I don't know her real name. His girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. Notebook.
Yeah, the Notebook. She's gonna demand more money at some point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why do they keep picking these girls? And
maybe because they know.
I think it's to draw. Maybe because females see these actors and like, oh, I know her from this movie.
Yes.
She could be good in this one. Because so they probably bring in the females into the
Marvel movies. Already proved twice. We can get a big name actress, and she wants to get stank and leave. We can write her off, and no one's gonna ask questions.
Just like they did to Pepper.
They did it to Pepper, and they did it to Thor. Yeah, Natter. They did it to those two. So if this bitch is like, oh, I want more money, it's like, okay, goodbye. Yeah. We'll just say Doctor Strange broke up with you.
Yeah, but we could just put Doctor Strange in another dimension. He'll never see
his fans. We don't want to see that.
No, I would love if Pepper and this chick was in the movies at some point.
Like, don't stop picking these people.
Because it was
Zendaya. Why is she Spider-Man?
What was it? In Avengers when they asked both Thor, was it Black Widow asked both Thor and Iron Man, oh, where's this chick and this chick? And they just said,
That's what I'm saying. This chick, though, is I know she would stay. The chick from Daredevil and Luke Cage, the one that's sleeping with all of them. No, she's a good actress. She gets paid.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
But I don't see her as a stuck-up person. It's like, oh, I'm not getting paid as much as the main character. I don't want to do
it. She's not doing no big movies.
But none of these bitches are.
Bro, but they have.
They have. They've
made money.
But since, they haven't done nothing.
Big movie has been, what, Sin City?
Yeah, Rosario Dawson, she makes
She does a lot of stuff, though.
She's making a lot for Marvel. She's in everything. Yeah. So that makes up for it.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, but Natalie Portman, you can't. I feel like you can't just cut her.
Well, they did.
They did.
I feel characters like that, they can recast, though. Marvel hates recasting.
I think the whole point is to recast. It's like you got to introduce them again, and they don't want
That's how Marvel them. Feels, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't want to just...
Back to Zendaya, I don't think she should be in Spider-Man because she's not going to stay the whole time.
And she's young. She's only going to get more popular.
She's
going to demand more money. But then again, she's not Peter's main love interest. So if they lose her, all they have to do is bring in Gwen or Mary Jane.
True.
And then if they lose the next chick, then you bring in the next one.
Yeah.
Because in the movie...
Spider-Man has mad... He's the male hoe. He has mad bitches.
In the movie, I don't know if they said... How old is Peter supposed to be? 16? 17? 16, right?
Yeah. Is he like a junior or senior?
I don't think he's a senior.
So he's like a junior.
Yeah. Probably junior, so 17. Yeah.
So either way, all right, you can write off this chick. You could bring in Gwen. Peter's 22, the bitch wants more money, you bring in Mary Jane. He's still young.
Because it's the whole point, like, if the girl was to say, oh, I want more money for that, you just got transferred to another school.
Because Tom Holland in real life is what, 19, 20?
Yeah, he's mad young. He has to be the youngest Spider-Man.
Yeah. So even four years from now, if all these bitches keep like, oh, I want more money, they could just bring in different love interests. Like, what?
Good.
What?
Yeah, he does.
Antoine's over here. I'm pretty sure he said it a lot already.
I know. We're letting you slide.
I've been saying duck. Making sure.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're not listening to this guy no more.
It helps that Tom Holland's young. And, well, actually, all these people are young because they can always go a different route if one of them decides to leave.
Even if they said, let's make him older. And just
the hard one I find is Flash. Because it's a fat Korean kid. Like, if he decides to up and leave and not want to do movies no more.
That's unless Marvel introduces.
He ain't going nowhere.
Unless Marvel introduces other dimensions, they can just bring in the Flash from Dimension 2.
Flash ain't going nowhere.
I don't know, man. You never know. That kid might end up big.
But you know what's funny? Certain characters like that, you can just make a quick joke in the movie and change it.
There you could.
Why not?
And I don't see him being a big character outside the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah. I would just be like, oh,
depending on the movie, he might be the show stealer.
Nah, he's funny.
Yeah.
That's the only way,
but he doesn't look
like he's funny, though.
Outside of Spider-Man movies, he's not going to do nothing.
No. I mean, he might eventually because of Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I just mean within the Marvel cinematic universe.
Oh, yeah. No, this is it.
He's not going to be in cameos of any movie.
Unless they put him in a Netflix special.
He could be a cameo in the, at least, Infinity War 1. Like, they go for Peter and he's just chilling with Flash. That's the only way I can see it. It's like, oh, get Spider-Man, and they just find him chilling with Flash somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see him doing cameos, since they're young. They're just hanging out, playing video games.
Hanging out with him playing
some dumb shit. Other than that, he ain't gonna be in no other cameo. No. Great stuff going on right now.
It's pretty, pretty excellent.
Yeah.
Still got that straw.
I'm done over here. I need a refill.
That nigga, I ain't getting up
to bartender.
I ain't no bartender.
Bartender.
If you didn't, just listen to the next episode, and then we'll continue to your destination from there.
There's a very high chance we're going to do the next episode while we're drinking, too. So, yeah. If you enjoyed this because we're stupid.
Give me a hell yeah.
And you feel we didn't make sense, but you laughed. Tune into our next episode.
Give me a hell yeah.
The bottom line, because the podcast said so.
If you spell with the smoothest cook.
Oh, Jesus.
Get to where you're going safe, guys.
So.
Peace.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Couple Haters Podcast. You can follow us at Facebook at Couple Haters Podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Couple Haters Pod.
Also, don't forget to subscribe at Podomatic.com. You can find us at CoupleHaters.Podomatic.com or subscribe on iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Adios, amigos.